first, people with birthdays today, smack in the middle of Mercury retrograde. In numerology, what year are they in and what does it mean for
them? This is a 4 personal year. So happy birthday. You guys are in a 4. And the 4 is the work your ass off year. It's the year where you need to get organized. Mm-hmm. You are expected to do hard work. And it's as if you're building your own house and you're right now pouring the foundation for the basement. And you're putting in the rebar. And you got to do it right, because if that foundation crumbles, then the rest of your cycle crumbles. So you need to really, you know, focus on what you want this year. Set your goal or goals and really apply yourself, because this will pay off in the next 5 years. So people will expect you to do good work, and you will expect yourself to do good work. So work your ass off. It will pay off. You're going into a 5 in 2017. Now, just because we're going into 2017 doesn't mean your 5 starts right away, because your birthday's December. So you kind of, it'll slowly come on, and about midway through the year, you'll really feel the 5 right around June, July for these December birthdays. But it'll start coming on, but you're still in your 4, even though we're hitting 2017, you're going to still work your ass off for a few more months.
Yeah. Probably feeling it the strongest at this point, too.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a full moon just shining right on you. So hang in there. Hard work. It can be hard work at work, or hard work with relationships or family, or just hard work with your goals. It can be tough, but it's worth it if you really apply yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1-800-595-2943 to talk to psychic Marla Mitchell, or shoot us a Facebook message, 94 through the X. Also, for people with birthdays today, we were talking a little bit off the air, Marla, about crystals and what crystals would be good for, you know, just different things.
Yeah. For those of you who were born in December and you're Capricorn December people, that's anyone after the 21st, I believe, they're really good crystals for you to help you stay balanced and focused and healthy mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, would be onyx, obsidian, turquoise, ruby, or hematite. So those are all really good crystals for Capricorn or December Capricorns. And crystals, we've talked about many times, they help pull negativity out of you. Mm-hmm. They help you stay balanced. They help you feel grounded. And if you've ever played with a crystal or held a crystal, especially if you're upset or you're in a weird place and you pick up a crystal, you can feel it center and ground you. It's amazing when you pick up the right crystal, how you all of a sudden just calm down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really cool. And certain ones work for certain people. And the ones I just listed are good for you guys, but there may be other ones too. So you can go to a crystal store like Bluestone in Loveland, and they have baskets and baskets and counters, and you can go and touch each crystal and see which one feels right for you. And I recommend you use your left hand, because that's your receiving hand. And just pick it up and hold it and close your eyes and see if it calls to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not very expensive. Some of them are 50 cents. Some of them are $2. Some of them are way more if you get the, you know.
Yeah. If you get the fancy home decoration ones that just kind of, you know.
Those are a little more pricey.
Big and,
yeah.
Know,
or some
really
of the rare ones, you know, because I like some rare ones like Danbarite or Herkimer. Even Moonstone's a little pricey. I had my husband get me a Moonstone for Christmas, because that's for females especially, and it's for hormones.
Huh.
And so Moonstone's really good for balancing hormones and things like that.
Get one for my mom.
Yeah. Go get her a Moonstone.
She'll kill me when I get home. 1-800-595-2943. Speak with psychic Marla Mitchell if you want to know what's going on for you in 2017. Hey, Kathy, what's your question for Marla?
I've been re-contacted with my first crush, and I'm 60 now, and we were in junior high school, and we've been talking for 2 or 3 months, and I'm just curious about it.
You want to know if it's going anywhere?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we'll do kind of a love relationship kind of thing. Would you mind giving me the person's name? You can make up a name. Just give me a name.
No, it's okay. His name's Bob. I call him Bobby.
Bob or Bobby. Okay, so let's look at that. And who connected who? Or you just kind of found each other?
Well, you know, I've had dreams of him off and on, and I don't, you know, and I ignored it. And he was married for many, many years. And I accidentally found him on Facebook.
Okay.
You know, every so often, and now he's been calling me constantly. He lives in another state.
Yes, and you know, this is very common. I get this all the time from clients. Oh, it's very common for people to reconnect through Facebook or social media. Yeah.
That's funny.
So I flipped a bunch of cards, and just with a yes or no, is anybody, either you or Bobby, a Capricorn, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right. So that tells me what I know there. So initially the cards are showing a new beginning, a new start. It feels very positive. I do feel like love, or the hope of love, is the foundation of the spread. I do show that there are some expectations there. Now, one or both of you is coming off some hurt or loss in relationships.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. Let me look at you two on a teeter-totter really quick, Kathy and Bob, or Bobby. You seem to be more apprehensive than he does. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. He seems to be more on the teeter-totter okay. than off, and you are on-off. So there's some, there's some expectations or fear and or inability to believe that this could be true. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, this is too good to be true. It is clearly, the last card I pull is the card that I call the God card, or the spirit card, or angel card. And it's like, this union was something that you asked for, okay? Something that you may have even prayed for or meditated for. And so, see how far it goes. Take it as far as you feel comfortable. Sometimes, well, always, when we get in a relationship, we do go out of our comfort zone, because that's what relationships are for, to help us grow, to push our limits. And this is one of those times where I don't see any harm in pursuing it or putting yourself into it. Yes, there's always a risk in love. There's always a risk in opening up your heart and being vulnerable, but it's never wrong, even if it's not reciprocated. And I'm not saying it won't be reciprocated. I'm just saying, for all of us, love is a risk. Being vulnerable, taking that chance of being rejected or being accepted, is huge. And you can never go wrong by taking the risk. And I say, take the risk. Face your fear.
Okay,
you're laughing.
I know. I think my fear is that he's very, I'm very metaphysical, and I have very open thoughts and things that happen to me, and he's very third dimensional, very,
okay.
He's just, we're so opposite, yet, I don't know.
Well, be yourself. Be yourself. Now, I'm the same way. My husband is a scientist.
Okay.
And I'm very metaphysical, spiritual.
Right.
I believe in ghosts and spirits, and I talk about all kinds of karma and stuff like that.
Right.
And if he truly loves you, he will love and accept you for the way you are, and he will not try to change you, or he won't diminish or make fun of your beliefs, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, my previous husband made fun of me. Okay,
right.
That didn't last very long. Okay.
Now,
when I married him, I wasn't in this work, and then I changed during the marriage. So, in all fairness to him, you know, I did change, but I just became more of who I really was, and he couldn't handle it. So, but when you meet someone who truly loves you, who doesn't want to change you, who doesn't make fun of your beliefs,
right?
Then you found someone who can love you unconditionally. And same
That's
for him. If you don't try to change him, and let him be scientific or pragmatic or whatever he is, and just love the differences, because it can really balance out. Opposites can make a good match, especially when you're older, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go for it. Call us back. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Good
bye,
luck, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
It's 94 through the X, Front Range Alternative, psychic Marla Mitchell, answering your calls, giving cold readings for 2017, and answering love questions or career questions or pretty much anything. Spirit animals, too. 1-800-595-2943. We got a message from Kristen on Facebook. She wants to know what 2017 holds for her. She's going through a lot of change, especially in terms of relationships.
Okay. Here we go, Kristen. She doesn't give her sign, does she?
She was born 11/18.
Okay, so she's a little Scorpio, almost a Sag. I'm pulling Capricorn and Leo. Oh, nice. Okay. A couple more cards and we're ready to go. Okay, so, and also got Libra here too. So for Kristen, I'm showing that she's got a lot on her plate. There's a lot of worries. And she's almost like got too much on her plate. She's juggling and juggling, and it's just causing too much of an overwhelmed feeling. Mm-hmm. She needs to work on balance. That's the Libra sign. Mm-hmm. And so, so bringing in more balance, taking something off your plate, Kristen, is very advisable. Try not to add more to your plate. So in other words, if you have something that you really want to do, you've got to take something else off your plate to bring in that new thing. Okay. You just can't keep adding on and adding on. The other thing is coming is a Capricorn card, which is known as the Devil card, and that is your fear or your apprehension around the future. Mm-hmm. What a lot of us do is we tend to believe that, oh, this is too good to be true, or, you know, nothing good can ever happen for me, or just going into fear and bringing up the past. And so it really is important to stay more positive than negative. Energy flows where the mind goes, which means keep your mind on what you want, not what you don't want. Most of us, when something's going wrong in our life, all we can think about is that horrible person or that horrible event or the what if this happens, and we focus on what we don't want.
Yeah.
And we do it unknowingly.
Right.
So if you focus on what you do want and don't put all the energy in the fear, then you're going to have more a more likable chance of getting what you do want and not more of what you don't want. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of courage, Kristen. Just keep focusing on how strong you are, what you've been through, what you've survived. This is all about your self-esteem. So this coming year is about how much do you believe in you. I show a burden lifted financially. I do show some change coming in, but you have luck with you this year. So lots of luck. It's coming in fairly quickly. And these cards are all good. Let me look real quick at the timing. It feels like actually like right around the first of the year, I still feel lots of change, but it feels to be like an uphill climb in a good way. Huh. It feels to calm down. April, May, things seem to settle down and you seem to find your niche, or you seem to get into a place of familiarity, or you're more comfortable with the change. And then it's just hard work through the summer. But it feels really, really good for Kristen. And I just say, focus on what you want. Put the pedal to the metal, let go of your fear, take some things off your plate, prioritize. Molly and I talked about that last week. When you're setting resolutions or goals, whether it's your birthday or the new year, mm-hmm. pick one thing that you really want to focus on and give it all your energy. That means every day you apply some energy to that, and spirit will match it, just like a 401k. If you give it time, spirit will give it time. Mm-hmm. If you multitask and pick too many objects, too many things to focus on, then that energy comes at you and it's also multitasking, and you'll not achieve any one thing because it won't be all concentrated. You want to pick one thing and focus on it more than any other thing so that spirit, the energy, can come and help you with that. And then once you achieve that, you go to the next one, but only one goal at a time, people. One goal at a time. Okay?
Yeah.
That's for Kristen.
That's for Kristen on Facebook, 94.3 The X. And it's funny, I was kind of talking to her a little bit while you were talking. She's listening right now. And she's like, she always hits the nail on the head.
Oh,
even
cool.
Before you finished your reading, she's like, yes.
Good.
So awesome.
Thank you.
That's from Kristen, Facebook, 94.3 The X. You can shoot us a message on there as well and go by any name that you would like.
Earlier, we were talking about crystals.
Yes.
We might as well talk more.
Yeah, and there's crystals for so many different things.
Everything.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the previous caller or Facebook message we had from Kristen, if you have emotional issues or relationship issues, rose quartz.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent for love and even healing a sad heart, things like that. And then those people who are wanting to grow their career, blue kyanite, golden topaz, green agate, all of those are really great for helping you feel more, courageous, wanting to be more assertive, helping you protect your energy at work. Mm-hmm. Blue kyanite is great for conflicts at work. if you are frustrated sometimes, maybe you don't like who you work for, or your boss is difficult, or you're just going into difficult meetings, get some blue kyanite. Put it in your pocket, carry it in your hand. I have one around my neck always. I wear it for protection, and but it's really good for conflicts and frustrations as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, yeah. There's so many different things for crystals, and you can look them up. Google crystals for a certain illness, and mm-hmm. it'll come up with what you need. Like I talked about earlier, moonstone's good for hormones. Mm-hmm. Women who may have difficult cycles, or if they're going through a pregnancy or coming off a pregnancy or menopause or anything like that, mood swings, PMS, that's moonstone. It's great for women. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And if you're looking for love, I would say, and of course, like with crystals, they're not going to heal anything, or they're not gonna, you know, I think it's good for a supplement, you know, because you still have to do the work.
You have to do the work, and you do it in conjunction with the crystal. So the crystal will help with the negativity, but you need to do the positive thinking, the affirmations, the belief, the meditation,
taking action.
Yeah. But it does assist in any endeavor that you want, whether it's letting go or promoting. Mm-hmm. And so for you, you had rhodochrosite going on there.
Yeah, I had like rose quartz. I would wear a pendant all the time. I haven't worn my rose quartz in a while, but I have it around my house too.
Yeah.
And then I would sleep, and I still sleep with rhodochrosite under my pillow.
There you go.
And, you know, it took a while, but I did that for a few months, and then I met my boyfriend.
There you go.
I hadn't really met anyone for a really long time that I really connected with.
It's so. Like I said, crystals are a great little thing you can add to your repertoire of working on yourself, healing yourself. It just adds to that.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's like adding a little salt and pepper to your meal.
Yeah.
It just adds a little bit of extra there that helps you either remind you or help you with that endeavor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's great movies. There's great crystals for addictions as well. So those of you who are trying to quit smoking, or if you drink too much or coming off a prescription drug or whatever your addiction is, overeating, you name it, cussing, whatever it is, you can get crystals for addictions as well.
Yeah. And, you know, what have you got to lose? I mean, they're crystals. They're not going to hurt you.
They're not going to hurt you. And, you know, you can wear them discreetly under your clothing, like around a chain on your neck. Or I wear a lot of bracelets. You can put them in your pocket. They work better against your skin, but they'll work no matter what. And then the other main thing I tell all my clients is you need to clean them. So I don't mean once every 6 months. I mean, you know, if you wear them a lot and you're going through a lot, you want to clean them once a week, once every 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And you clean them by either putting them on the windowsill for some moonlight or sunlight, running them under cold water. I like to smudge mine with a sage stick. If you're no Reiki, if you're Reiki trained, you can put energy into them and clean them that way. But you want to clean them because they do get dirty. They collect, and then they don't collect anymore. It's like a dirty rag. It gets so dirty, it doesn't grab any more dust. And so you need to wash it so you can have a new clean dust rag. So same for crystals.
Yeah,
they get full of dust.
Human dust. 1-800-595-2943. You want to get a cold 2017 reading from psychic Marla Mitchell. You can reach us at that number or give us shoot us a message, 943DX.
What about Mercury retrograde? We could also take calls. If you've had a particularly rough Mercury retrograde, we'd love to hear about those stories. Something that happened to you these past couple weeks. We got another week of it, of Mercury retrograde. If you missed your plane, if you lost something, if you had a difficult conversation that you shouldn't have had.
I had a difficult conversation.
Did you?
I mean, I won't get into details, but it was a conversation that basically the issue hadn't been resolved. It was with my boyfriend. The issue hadn't been resolved clearly. And it came up. I didn't bring it up on purpose, but it just kind of came up. And it was on the first day of Mercury retrograde. And of course, both of us are misunderstanding each other. And we're like, what the heck? And, you know, I had to step away from the conversation and be like, can we please, either, you know, end this conversation or
just
continue
table
it later.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. And that really helped. 1-800-595-2943-943. The X, who's this?
This is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy. What's your question for Marla?
I'd like a cold reading for 2017.
Sure.
Perfect. Let's see how 2017 is going to go for you, Nancy. Here we go. Okay. Right off the bat, I get Aries. Are you an Aries, yes or no?
No, I'm not.
What about a Virgo?
No, I'm not.
What about Scorpio?
No, I'm not.
You're pulling all of these cards. Okay, hold on. Okay, good. Well, you have change coming without a doubt, okay?
Cool.
So hang on. The way it's going to come through is we've got the Aries card coming up first, which is assertiveness and the desire for a change because it's crossed with an Ace of Wands, which is an idea or an inspiration or something that you're wanting to bring into your life that you are very, it's almost like I've got to make a change. I just can't go in another year like this, feeling this way or having this job or being in this situation. So you are actually manifesting a change through an idea or something that is just pulling you and pushing you that direction. It's the right thing to do. You've been waiting and waiting. The Virgo card is quiet, meditative, research, going into this zone place. So in the past, you've been really patient and waiting for this change to come. And it is coming because it's coming with the Scorpio card, which is the death card. So that doesn't mean you're going to die. What it means, and rarely does it mean that somebody else dies. The death card scares many people, but it really is more about just a major change, a cocoon to a butterfly kind of change. So you have a major change coming. It could be a move, could be a job, could be a relationship. Do you know what that is that you're wanting to bring in?
Change in my health.
Okay.
Maybe, my job is kind of up in the air right now,
Okay. It could be job related because I'm pulling a lot of financial cards here.
Okay.
It feels very hopeful. I do feel a lot on your plate. Once the death card comes in, and I'll tell you what quarter or what month, hopefully, in just a second, but I do see it coming in, and you become then very even more assertive, even more like the Aries, and you're just a go-getter. You go after it, and you pursue this, and it's interesting because I don't see a new job very far behind, meaning so you lose a job or you quit a job, and then there's the new job right there. And it could be that you quit a job because you find another job, which is ideal. The best time to look for a job is when you already have one, right? And so it feels very positive. Let me give you a timeline. Let's see. This is Nancy. And it feels by spring you could be in a new job or have a new job by spring. Okay.
And that's the time frame I'm thinking because my current manager is leaving.
Okay.
And we're getting a new one. So.
Okay. So that's the change at work. And whether or not you like the new manager, it still feels like because there's so much change going on, it's almost as if you are done. You're just done there. It's time to move on. Spirit's pushing you. You're feeling the need. And it just feels very, very positive. And wherever you're going, it's going to increase your wages or the benefits or both. Okay? So it's okay to be particular. You have time. You might look in, you have a lot of skills. Be real creative with that and go for something maybe even that you are qualified but maybe not completely qualified for, and you might surprise yourself because it's always good to go out of our comfort zone and try something new and go for something that feels to be, unreachable because it feels like you can achieve this. So I'm going to say congratulations on the new job in advance. And it feels like May at the very latest. And give us a call once you get that new job because we always like to hear back from people. Okay?
All right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because my sign is Taurus and I'm usually a creature of habit. So.
Okay. All right. And you actually have a, I'm looking at your spirit animal right now, and you actually have two of them. One of them was the ram, which is associated with the Aries sign, but the other one was an elephant. So you've got a ram, or I think that's, you can look up goat, but it might be under ram as well, and look up an elephant. And both of those, you've got two of them walking through my vision right now. So both those could be very advantageous for you right now. So look up the meaning of both of those, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks. It's 94 through the X. We'll take a quick commercial break and come back with more calls and cold readings. We got a request for a naked reading, Marla.
What's a naked reading?
He meant cold reading, but I actually like that name better. he meant cold reading, but I'm like, I kind of like naked reading better, you know, because it's a, you know, strip down, look at your life. I don't know. I like that name.
I've never heard it called that.
That's, I know. I like that name.
Mercury's retrograde. That's very a confused word for.
It might have been autocorrect. I don't know. But we'll come
a
back
naked
with,
reading. Well, you could take your hat off. There we go.
Yeah, take your hat off.
Yeah.
And,
I'll take off my shoes.
Relax,
How's that? That's about as far as I'll go. Yeah.
Hey, Matt, what's your question for Marla?
I didn't know if there was time to sneak in a cold reading.
Sure, yeah, there's lots of time.
Plenty of time.
Here we go. All right.
That'd be great.
Okay, Matt, let's see what we've got coming for you. First of all, just with a yes or no, are you Sagittarius?
No.
Okay, let's see what else I get. Okay, that's it for the zodiac signs. Okay, so since you're not a Sagittarius, then what the cards are saying is you need to, at least for right now, to bring in the changes that I'm seeing and to help with the 2017 year, focus on your strengths and also try to achieve more balance in your life. And by that, I mean work-life balance, health, trying to not... Are you a workaholic or do you have a lot on your plate right now?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So
I do. It makes sense. Yeah.
If you can somehow find a way to prioritize the things that are on your plate and really focus on the things that are most important and then let those other ones slide or just kind of drop them off if you can. You've got way too much on your plate and they're saying you need to be more balanced and practice more patience. You are on path. Now, a lot of people push back and say, well, aren't I always on my path? And yeah, we're always on our path, but our path can be very arduous. It can be very difficult. Depending on our ego, when we try to get ego in there and control everything, we make our path more like switchback turns. It can be this way and that way and lots of drama. And then when you let these things go and you prioritize and take some stuff off your plate and don't say yes to everybody, then you are more in alignment with your path, and it's not as difficult, not as complicated. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to coach you into making your year 2017 an easier path, not as drama-filled or overwhelming. You do need to work on letting go of control. There's some things that you really do like to get in there and just make happen, and they're just saying just kind of let things happen as they are. Be more patient. Just try not forcing everything and just letting things happen the way they're supposed to. And then the number one thing I get, which I got for an earlier caller, is prioritize. You're way too scattered. You need to prioritize things in your life. And whatever you're wanting to achieve, you know, this year or the next few months, put that at the top of the list. Give that energy every day so that spirit can match it. But you really do have a good year coming. It's up to you as to how much you're going to let go of the control and go with the flow. And you're going to build your self-esteem some more in a healthy way. Wealth looks really good. Finances look good. Even love look good. So it's a good year. It's more about just your own self-growth and self-discipline.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So just apply that self-discipline and say no more, okay?
I'll definitely will.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Matt. It's 94.3 The X. Who's this? Hello.
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. What's your question for Marla?
Just an outlook on 2017.
Okay.
All right.
That's the theme, huh? Okay. Let's look for Chris.
Yeah. And actually, I know Marla personally, so can I use the name Mike?
You can use any name you want.
You can use the name Mike. Sure. Okay.
Perfect. She's always on point, but I like to throw a curveball every once in a while.
Okay, Mike. We'll go with Mike. All right.
Okay.
I wasn't even thinking of the Chris that I know, but now that you said that, I do know. But okay, Mike, here we go.
Oh, is this Marla?
You're very funny. Yes, it is. Okay.
Oh geez. Busted.
Busted. That's all right. Okay, so, all right, Mike, what I show is I've got the sign of Cancer coming in and the sign of Capricorn. So are you either Capricorn or Cancer?
I'm not.
Neither. Okay. I didn't think you were. Okay. So I show that there is a need for you to focus this year. And I always use the phrase, put the pedal to the metal. So this is one of those times right now where you need to just start focusing on what you want the year to be like. If you have something in mind that you want to, a goal that you want to set for yourself, like a personal goal, whether it's something regarding your self-esteem or a work career, then focus on that and give that energy every single day so that spirit can match it. You need to let go of your fears and your apprehensions. And so we have, that's above you. And so there's a tendency to go into fear and worry. Don't go there. Whatever this is, this change that's coming in for 2017, it's going to be just exactly what you ordered. I get the Ace of Pentacles, which is the foundation of this whole spread, and that means new job, new opportunity. So you do have a new job coming, absolutely, and you just need to let go of the fear or the worry that you can do it if that's what you're worried about. The spirit's not worried at all. It just says focus. And then one of the biggest things you're overcoming is your own tendency, which we all do, is to beat yourself up, being too hard on yourself, trying to be perfect. Yeah.
Right.
So let that go. Nobody is perfect. And we as humans have a mistaken, whatever the word is, ideal, that if we're perfect, if we don't make mistakes, if we do everything right, then everyone will like us, we'll get into heaven, everything will go great, and nothing bad will ever happen to us. And that's just not true, because good people have bad things happen, and it's just the way life is. And so what they're saying is, don't try to be perfect, just do your best and be happy with who you are. Do not beat yourself up. If you make a mistake, just say, okay, what did I learn? And move on from it. You do have a lot on your plate. They're saying you're going to need to let some stuff off your plate, but it does look good. I got the Wealth card. I got the Passion card. I got the Victory card. So you are right on path. Just go easy on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself, and just be the best version of you. And that's all anyone can ask, is just to try, and then let go of anything that you're judging harshly about yourself. Okay, Chris? Mike?
Yeah. And this is Chris, Kim's husband.
I know who you are, yes. And congratulations on the new job.
I know. I got my formal letter yesterday, so everything lines up perfect with what you're saying, because I do have a lot on my plate. And
Can I tell you that you're the Chris that called about a month or two ago and asked about a new job, right?
That's me.
And I told you were going to get it.
Yep, and I got it. I got my formal letter yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
So congrats.
Thanks for calling back in and letting us know that you got it. You've been waiting a long time for this job, and you deserve it.
Yep. Well, thank you so much, Marla.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hi. It's 94 through the X, Front Range Alternative. If you'd like to shoot us a Facebook message real quick, Marla's got a couple more minutes with us, or give us a call, 1-800-595-2943. Pulling up a message here on Facebook from Jen. She would like a love reading. Her date of birth is June 25th.
Okay, so that makes her a Cancer. All right. Well, let's look at love for Jen. Okay. Shuffling the cards here. Okay. Well, first card up is love, and then second card is Cancer. How about that? Okay, and I also pull Aries. And love, love, love. Okay, so Jen, the love card comes up first and foremost, and it says love on my card. It's the Two of Cups. And so love is present around you. Love is here. It's in the moment. And then the Cancer card, since you are a Cancer, it is love for the Cancer. And that's what you should focus on. If this is what you're wanting to bring more of in your life or to enrich a relationship, then that's your goal for 2017. And that means every day you give some time, you dedicate, whether it's a prayer or an effort or an act of kindness or a word, to those you love. You make love your priority, and you also make love your priority through loving yourself, being kind to you, and you will get more love in your life this year. It shows that you are coming through some difficult times. I don't know if you've had a rough or rocky road with relationships, but it does show that you can overcome this when you make love your priority. I show that there is some self-punishment or some self-worth going on here, and it really is about just, you know, accepting yourself for who you are. We all have things about ourselves that we don't like. We all have habits, behaviors, body images, you name it, that we wish were different. And we can't change that unless it's a behavior. We can't change that. And so you just need to focus on accepting yourself for who you are. And when you love others, unconditional love means you accept others for who they are. Like I told an earlier client, even though you may be opposites with someone, if they try to change you or you try to change them, then that's not unconditional love. That's a condition, I will love you if. So mm-hmm. Let that go, and don't even put that on yourself. Don't say, well, I'm not going to love myself until I lose 10 pounds, or I'm not going to love myself until I quit this habit. Don't do that. Love yourself in spite of. Love yourself no matter what. And then you will bring more love in. And it looks really positive. I feel like love is going to grow. Love is going to continue. It's all about your attitude. Mm-hmm. So she just needs to just keep focusing on the positives. And if there's things that she can change about herself, then, and she wants to, fine. But don't try to change other people. If you can love them for who they are, then great. And if you can't, then you need to move on. If there's mm-hmm. something that you just can't accept in a partner or a boyfriend or a friend, because sometimes we don't get along with everybody.
Right.
We can't please everybody.
No, we can't.
Or if they're trying to change you, then you need to move on and let go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, that's for Jen.
That's for Jen. On Facebook, 94.3 The X, still got a couple more minutes, 1-800-595-2943. If people want to get in touch with you off the air in 2017, how can they do so, Marla?
My office number is 970-223-3457. And my website is marlamitchell.com.
Marlamitchell.com. Any mm-hmm. final tips for surviving the last week or so of Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, I think we have a week and a half to go. Just don't have any heavy conversations with anybody. I tried to do that yesterday. It blew up on me. Don't do that.
It always blows up.
It backfires. try not to buy anything electronic that's expensive. If you have to buy plane tickets or something like that, then you got to do it. But just make sure you buy the warranty with it, or that you can somehow change it if you need to. Just anything expensive, just, you know, have an out if you can. And when you're setting your New Year's goals, just pick one. Mm-hmm. And then pick one that you can dedicate some time to every day and make that your priority. And then if you accomplish it, then pick a new one. But don't have 10, 20, or even two or three goals. Just have one and make it something that you really want to focus on for the year.
Yeah.
That's good.
MarlaMitchell.com to get in touch with you off the air in 2017. Thanks, Marla. And we'll see you again next week.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.